I'm recording, and I think we're all better now. Hopefully.
I hope so.
Well, we did.
Well,
We found some stuff. So.
okay. My levels look normal. Ray, are you still here?
I am. I'm trying to test out my levels, and they're way too high now because I was messing with stuff.
Yeah, I'm turning mine down a little bit because now they're getting towards the peaks. I'm not sure why that just
Okay.
changed in the past 10 minutes, but what the deuce? Maybe I'm just more excited when Ian's on.
Right, no, since he's in the middle of something, I'll start
Yes.
with the boring. Yeah, your text broke me today, Craig.
Oh, what is the deal?
I can't handle this off season anymore.
I know it's insanities.
And yeah, I looked up both trades. Miami paid way more in both money,
Yep.
guaranteed money, and trade capital for Hill than Los Angeles or than Las Vegas paid
For
for
Devontae.
Adams, which
Yep.
is outrageous to me.
Yes.
Is Hill that much younger than Adams? I can't believe it.
He's got to be a couple years younger, right?
Maybe, but I mean, I feel like when this was all getting started, like I was excited because I thought the big news was Shaq Mason got picked up by Tampa Bay to improve their O-line. And like that's not even a blip anymore. Like there's two, now I mean really they just need to finish it up by trading McCaffrey and trading Barkley, and then all the like top skill positions will have shuffled around the league.
Yep, I just got the same stuff. Yeah, Tariq is 1 year younger than Devontae.
That's crazy. Absolutely broke me. Second thing,
And you,
more interesting,
yeah.
but also uninteresting to Ray. Are you watching Winning Time?
I don't know what that is.
You need to watch Winning Time on HBO. It is a fictionalized retelling of the start of the Lakers dynasty.
Oh, the Showtime Lakers? Like the
Yes?
Magic Kareem Lakers?
Yes, absolutely. It starts with them drafting Magic, and it stars John C. Reilly as Jerry Buss and Adrian
I
Brody as Patrick James Riley.
do love me some John C. Riley.
They are amazing, Craig. John C. Reilly as Jerry Buss is so good.
Is this Netflix, Hulu? What is this?
Oh no, this is HBO.
HBO.
HBO series on HBO Max. It's called Winning Time. And to
Yeah.
answer Samurai's question, yes, my family loves that show.
I don't know what Is It Cake is either.
There's a show on Netflix called Is It Cake? It is hosted by SNL's Mikey Day.
Okay.
They have nine bakers who specialize in making cakes that look like other things.
Sure.
So then you pick three bakers, you pick three you pick an other thing, and then they put four real of that thing on pedestals and want your cake on a pedestal, and judge A, B, and C have to agree which one is the cake.
All right,
And they have to, the podiums look to be about 100 feet away, and you can't get close.
That's pretty far though. 100 feet
It does
away,
sound
no.
confusing, but that's because I'm gibbering and jabbering. It's really super simple, and my 8-year-old loves it.
Is it live?
Is it what?
Nothing. It's a joke.
I don't know if it was Alpha or Parandiac, by the way. I looked away.
I will check that out. I'm sure Erica would enjoy that show.
Yeah, she will.
It
For
was
sure.
Alpha. Okay.
We've been watching Spring Baking Championship, so that's what we're doing right now.
Have you watched Craig, DMZ?
No?
Oh, I'm only one episode in, so I can't fully sell it. But would you like an oversimplified explanation?
Yes?
Current day, civil war has occurred. The United States is divided into two different countries, and there's a strip of land in between called the DMZ, where all the poor people are stuck.
Sure.
And the DMZ is essentially. Oh, did you ever see the movie The Warriors?
No.
Oh, that's really what it is. It's a bunch of colorful street gangs that run the DMZ, and they're trying to unify and become their own force, starring Rosario Dawson. So,
I like her. That's good.
yep.
No, I've not heard about it.
I'll keep you posted.
All right. We're running out of things to watch, mostly, except for the fact that, the never-ending saga of Outlander is back on, so.
Right. Miss American Song Challenge.
We're getting American Song Challenge. That's good stuff. I don't think Erica
Yeah.
was big into American Song Challenge, but I liked it. I'm curious to see who PA busts out. If it's not Bret Michael, I'm gonna be really sad. No, I mean, it'll probably be those chumps that are part of what, Live. Stupid Live.
Wait, the band Live?
Yeah.
They're amazing!
Yeah.
They're like Allentown's finest.
There are no Bret Michaels.
No, they're a little bit better.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, no, Live was wonderful. They were everything that was good about 90s alt-rock.
They had a song.
No, they didn't. They had like 6 or 7 hits.
They just had Lightning Crashes, end of song.
No! 6 or 7 hits.
All right, it's the 909, so we ready to roll on with actual stuff?
Yeah, let's wrap this up. Ooh, Big Audio Dynamite.
And we're done. Okay. True believers, welcome to the 332nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. The man with the most audio problems is right here. I'm Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. Hopefully this week sounds better than last. But, you know, Ray can engineer us up some stuff. So how's it going?
It's going all right. And I think I think I made it work. Like, I think at the end product, you just sounded a little low. But it took like a half hour of extra filters and stuff. So hopefully we've overcome that.
Yeah, hopefully this week is better after I found mystery settings on my machine. So this is the week of 323 to 330. March is wrapping up on us, kids. It's, you know, springtime. Winter's over. Except for the fact it's still going to snow on this weekend. Sad times. In your 5-day 4-star crash! The Titans. On the 18th, you had Black Panther versus Prowler? Let's go with Prowler. Did you prowl?
I definitely won that one. I feel like that's someone I have championed, and
you do. You have the proper 5-5-3 like I do, unlike Ray's crazy 5-3-5.
I have no way of backing that up. Like, I have no idea what his build should be.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No idea.
But hey, he's up there. And he's doing stuff.
Coming up this morning was Star-Lord versus Gamora.
Yes.
I think. Did you Star-Lord?
I did.
Ooh.
I did. I went in. It took me 2, which was a bummer. Because, I felt confident, and I was like, oh, Star-Lord, you know, got recently reworked. He's much better than he used to be. And then I went in, and I was just not making the right matches, because he wasn't 3-star Star-Lord.
Mm.
And I was like, this green is doing me no good. So I got beat up, and then I tried him again, and I was much more successful when I matched the correct colors and used powers.
And punched her in the face?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and again, Ian with the correct as Craig, 5-4-4. I don't know what Ray's doing. He's got his own thing going on.
Yeah, I got my own thing going on. What's his yellow do? Nobody knows.
I have a matching terrible build.
That's correct.
That's so funny.
The yellow is when other people fire powers. It makes the countdown tile that makes your powers cheaper.
Okay.
And then you punch with the red, you know, the sucker punch.
Yeah. Well, you gotta put out the purple so the red is more powerful.
Yeah, but if they fire a lot of stuff, the yellow will cover that for you, too.
Yeah, yellow's for chumps. That's why we have it at 4.
If Amorpha fires a whole bunch of stuff, you're pretty much done, so.
Yeah, it could be. Number next on the 28th is Polaris versus some random guy.
Yeah.
What do we got here?
An unknown opponent.
Oh.
And this is probably her first go-round.
3 different builds
here. I love mine.
I was going to say I love mine, too. Craig's got the classic chump build. 5-3-5, not 4-5-4 or 5-4-4. Now, I'll be honest, it took me a while. I forgot to champion her, and she's champion now. I just, other than like game-breaking meta, I didn't know what she actually did, so I didn't know how to construct her appropriately. I also have a gameplay question, possibly for you guys, possibly for Discord. People in my 4-star situation talk about, I want to say, Polaris and Juggernaut and 4-star Rocket Groot.
Sure.
Okay.
Like that's the answer to everything.
That would be a lot of damage.
What does it, I don't, like, just picking those three and passively hoping that it works doesn't seem to be working for me.
You'll be
so I need at least one to two more steps.
You're going to want to max out your Rocket and Groot, because get your special tiles starting when the match starts, right? So you're going to start getting Polaris to fire off her power, and then when you match away a special tile, the Juggernaut's going to do his thing.
What does Polaris do?
She ups special tiles, and when there are some, she makes more, and things happen.
Wait, do I match special tiles away, or do I leave them there?
You want to match them, because she'll make more automatically.
Okay.
And then he blows parts of the board up, too. So.
Okay, so he gives me the initial special tiles I need for her to start making too many special tiles, and then when special tiles explode, Juggernaut punches you?
Four-star Juggernaut, he's the one that does area damage. He does AoE from matches. So you want to match whatever colors he's got.
Okay.
And he'll automatically hurt the entire team, and it adds the special tile damage to all of that. So.
Oh, all right. I'll give it a go here. I'm feeling ready.
That should do a fair amount of damage for you.
Yeah.
All right. Bueno.
Yeah. I'll wait till the next team up time and Ray can tell me how to spec those characters.
All right. And Storyland, Hearts of Darkness is running now. They'll get you Falcon, Melinda May, some Abigail Brand shards. Placement is Rhino and Electra. Cosmic Chaos is Torch, Rhino, Electra. Placement there is new character and the Big Wheel shards. Space Season's still going. Right now it is just passing through, which is Kitty. Squirrel Girl, Black Cat there. Placement is Medusa and Gamora shards. So let's go to the news. Hey, we got a new character.
What?
Our bad guesses were bad.
What was the clue again?
Dissolves easily in water? Some jibba jabba like that?
Oh, the Iocane powder.
Yes. So
yes.
That got us to arsenic.
Was that supposed to get us to arsenic and old lace?
Yes.
Boo.
So that got you to arsenic.
The least of the runaways.
Yeah. So Gertrude, don't call me Gertrude Yorks.
She's going to be awesome, I bet.
Four star. Well, she... I first glance at these powers, she looks really terrible, but we'll go through it. Four star.
We shall see.
Yellow, purple, and red.
Nice.
Yellow, prehistoric pairing. Passive. If Gertrude or an ally would take 15% or more of their current health and damage, create a one-turn countdown tile that deals damage. Then improve a friendly strike, protect, or attack tile for every runaway by a number, starting at 19 for every runaway on the team. The max this improves things by is 36. As you level it up, you only need to take 10% of your damage, or 10% of your health and damage, but the countdown tiles are only dealing 1186, and you're only improving things by 67. Not big rampant there.
Yeah.
Purple power, clever claws, 7 purple. Choose 3 basic tiles to become traps. If matched or destroyed by the enemy, they deal a little bit of damage, 537, plus 134 damage if there's another runaway on the team. Leveling this up just gets you 4 trap tiles and more damage. Level 5 gets you 5 trap tiles, sorry. But they're still only dealing 1,353 damage plus an extra 338 if there's another runaway. So even with another runaway, you're talking, 1,700 points of damage. Not great. Red power, Dino Strike, Dynamite! 8 red, deal 463 damage, plus 93 for every strike, protect, or attack tile combined that you have more of than the enemy, maxing of 5. Then create one strength 28 red strike tile. Going up, you're creating 2 of those tiles, and then at level 5, creating 3 of those tiles, dealing 1389 damage, plus 349 for every extra tile, and creating 3 of strength 68. So, color me unimpressed. What do you think?
And I'm thinking the power creep just kind of leapt over her.
I'm going to have to wait and see, because I have no idea. Now, all of her powers said something about other runaways, so are they suggesting that I'm supposed to run her with Nico and Carolina?
Yes.
Do their powers complement each other in a way that I...
Well, Nico's would, because she's going to amp your special tiles, too.
Okay.
With the trifectas. I don't know what Caroline Yardine actually does. I don't know. She makes bright, shiny bits on the screen. She doesn't seem
sure to... she'll show up in the featured character sometime.
She doesn't seem to actually do anything, so I'm really not sure what her powers are.
Oh no, I forgot all about that segment.
That's you got to read something later, dude. Pay attention.
Could you at least tell me who it is?
This week?
What's the clue from last week?
This week?
Samurai, text me something.
This week it's 5-star Iceman.
Oh, okay.
It's on the the graphic.
It's on the script. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it might be on the script too.
All right. So for release events, Cosmic Chaos running the 24th to the 29th. That rewards you tokens, excuse me, to the Cosmic Chaos cover pack, where Gertrude is in placement rewards. Simulator is coming up from the 28th to the 1st. She's in progression there. Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. Is running the 27th to the 1st. Shards in progression there, and you can get tokens to the Gertrude and Friends Vault. In the Big Bang Theory versus from the 24th to 28th, she's in placement. And, oh my, the title for hers is Sorry, S-A-U-R-Y, not sorry. I don't like that one. No bueno.
I think that gets a sad trombone.
Yeah, man. That hurt me to read. That one's running the 27th to the 30th. She's in progression. Again, rewarding tokens to the Gertrude and Friends Vault. Said vault running the 24th to the 1st. The 3-4 stars there are Gertrude, Nico, and one random one. Maybe you'll get Carolina. There you go. So, I don't know. It seems like that they make this one way back when they made the other ones, and the power creep is just blown by.
I mean, that would explain a lot.
So
I got nothing. She just doesn't look good.
Yeah, so arsenic and old lace. That's what you got.
Recently reworked.
Now,
here they come.
I'm going to qualify this with her powers look perfect for her character. She should do next to nothing because that's all she does. I watched that entire show and, man, I mean, she had a couple good ideas here and there, but...
I'm with you. Chase would have been better. Molly would have been better.
Well, she's supposed to be the smart one.
No, I guess she's supposed to be the smart one, but what's his name? The kid with no powers whatsoever. The leader kid. I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
He's the smart one. Like, he's...
Right.
Well, she's supposed to be the smart, like, book-alerted one. Like, but, yeah.
I don't.
Yeah. We'll see.
Number next. There is a contest going on.
Ooh.
In the MPQ forums, there is a contest. To enter, you will list which months and which Ghost Rider use their ability the most in that month. Any month not listed is assumed to be Deadpool. All right. Winners will be chosen based on a point system. Getting a month correct earns you 2 points. Getting the character in that month will get you an additional 3 points for a maximum of total of 25 points, it says. As always, they have a tiebreaker. The tiebreaker is over the last 12 months, the number of usages of all the pendants abilities have added up. What auspicious number of usages is almost certain to be hit by the end of the month?
Wow.
So in their example, they would say for April 21st, Johnny Blaze, May 21st, Johnny Blaze, November, Robbie Reyes, January, Robbie Reyes, March, Johnny Blaze, with a tiebreaker of 10 million. The three people who with the highest total scores will win a prize. First place being three covers of Deadpool Spirit of Vengeance and 2,500 hero points. Second place being three covers for Robbie Reyes and 1,000 hero points. Third place being three Johnny Blazes and 1,000 hero points.
I like the idea, but coming up with those numbers and with like the numbers and who, like it just seems like a total shot in the dark.
I tried to follow along, but yep. I was in the weeds from like the get.
Yep, reading it myself, I already determined I am not participating in this contest.
I want to so badly. Someone will break it down for me, I'm sure.
Break it down for me.
Or I'll just try to read it again later.
Yeah, there you go. Reads for suckers.
For all the questions in the forum, there you go. There's a link to it. Forum contest.
Nice.
Yeah. That's what I got for news. You got anything else? The NFL offseason is crazy.
Absolutely.
We know that. We know that's what's going on. No more news?
Yes, I had something. I have an in-game news about my game. I got, for the first time, a 5-star support. So I was very happy about that.
Oh, wow.
Lockheed. For Kitty,
ooh.
And so it's actually a useful one. It's an okay support. So I was very happy about that.
Yeah, that's real nice.
That's all I got.
All right. We'll move on. Hey, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Bobby gives me the cold shoulder.
All right. Let's talk about slightly less creepy five-star Iceman. He is a yellow, green, and blue. His yellow, Champion Defender. If an enemy would deal more than 8,428 damage, and you have at least 3 team-up AP, Iceman protects his friends with a ice wall. He prevents 8,428 damage, drains 3 friendly team-up AP, and creates a 2-turn countdown tile that does 8,428 damage to Iceman. So you can get that all the way up to, they have to do more than 9,076, 2 team-up AP, and drains 2. Then that number's the same. That looks, let's see where we're going here. Icemen, costs 7. You guessed it, 7 green AP. See what he's up to. He creates 3 two-turn repeater tiles that deal 2,477 damage to a random enemy. When you destroy one of these tiles, Iceman deals 2,049 damage to the enemy team. That scales up to 5 two-turn repeater tiles, dealing 2,799 and 2,315 to the enemy team. And lastly, Blue is also passive on ice. At the start of your turn, if you have at least 4 blue AP, drain 4 of it and place 4 3-turn blue countdown tiles. If you destroy these tiles, Iceman freezes the target, stunning them for 1 turn. Or, if they're already stunned, adding a stun. And that scales up to, you only need to have 3 blue AP. It places 4 6-turn countdown tiles. And it only drains 3. Okay. That's a lot of good passive abilities.
Mm.
I don't know how good Champion Defender is. It's not awful, but it's not nearly as helpful as the other two abilities, I feel.
I totally agree with that. Hence my 3-5-5 build.
So that seems strong. Yeah. He's got a lot going on. He seems to do a lot, but 3-5-5 seems like the way to go.
His blue is interesting. You can pretty much just stun lock somebody like that. It just accrues. So, like, I've had characters stunned for, you know, 8-9 turns. So I don't use him that much, though.
Sure.
He doesn't deal the damage that other characters can. So,
right. Seems more like a stun lock kind of guy.
Yeah. He can be really good as long as, you know, you're not fighting a stun immune. So it's right. Pretty good. Overlord, we are talking about Bobby because he is the featured character this week.
Week.
who was this? Oh, no, this was Xandar. We're good. That's what I got. That's all I got about five-star Bobby.
Okie dokie. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
We actually had a bunch of comments. First, though, right before we started, Teeth wanted me to ask Ian a question. He said, can you ask Stinky Feet 15 if he's seen the Steam Deck? If so, are you planning on buying one so that you can play MPQ on the go?
I'm aware of the Steam Deck. I have not investigated it in any way. What are the numbers we're looking at?
Oh, it's like $400 for the low end.
What am I, the Pope?
Knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just wanted to hear it spontaneously happen. So
now I'll just sit here in my comfy chair in front of my computer and play it the way I have for the last, I don't know, 8 years. I don't know how to do math in this game to find out how long I've been playing it.
A while. Like,
I think so.
A while.
Because, I mean, it only keeps track of my, you know, actual log. So if I miss a day, it's not, but I feel like I'm still playing it even if I didn't play it that day.
Right.
So it's whatever day Ray's on plus like 100 days.
That sounds right. Accurate. All right. Also, this is from, I think this is from the Reddit. Cyan Asterisk said, I cannot believe that bigger nuts from above that Ian said only got a single chuckle. I laughed harder than Ian did about Meat Rocket a few weeks ago. For the new character, this is before they came out with Kurt. He said, scientifically, water dissolves absolutely in water, so could it be Hydro Man?
Nice.
If it was a 5-star, I'd throw it out completely and go with a Phoenix Force Imperius Rex, but I'm pretty sure it'll be a 4. By the way, Cyan Asterix, he says, I've been listening for years now, and this is the first time I've commented, and just want to thank you guys for the laughs and the game news every Thursday. You're welcome.
Yeah, very much so.
1% game news.
And I keep saying he, but Cyan Asterix, I have no idea. So, you know, I apologize. They, I don't know. Also going with the demographic that a lot more males play this game than, but.
Yeah, sure. You never know.
You never know. Jeff Duggan.
Heyo.
Heyo.
Said it'd be really belated Hawkeye tie-in, but if you could also contend that Man in Black is the greatest swordsman alive in The Princess Bride and use that to go to getting Jacques Duquesne, the swordsman. I had not thought of that as of Wednesday, though. So the swordsman was a guess.
No.
Nope. I'm wondering if anybody got this clue, like anybody, without, you know, spoilers.
Yeah.
Samurai did say that the clue for tasteless, it's tasteless, Iocane powder. Is it a tasteless character? So we're getting a Silver Age Mandarin or anything drawn by Rob Liefeld in the 90s? Sick burn. Moving over to D3 forums. Auberman, I prefer Storm at 355 for these reasons. And the reason you mentioned this last week, the featured character was 5-star Storm. 355. Auberman says the black damage doesn't really ramp up very well. For me, 3 covers is about 2,000 per charge tile, but only about 3,000 per tile at 5 covers. Plus, it's awkward to work around, helps the other team a lot, and rarely gets full value. That's likely true, because it really is there to put out charge tiles. The green, meanwhile, is excellent. There's a big difference between 6 tiles of a single color and all tiles of that color. The few colors on the board, the more board shake that it triggers cascades. So yeah, I get that. Also said that yellow is good, but the difference in the number of charged tiles is not usually a big deal. It works nicely with Professor X. Fun note, Storm, Iceman, and Chuck were latest legends together for 10 solid weeks. Wow. I don't remember that, but okay. So yellow is fine at 3, but I prefer it at 5 over the black because of the power. So he also included a TLDR that was Storm is best at 553 or 355, or hey, why not 454?
Yes.
Try her any way you want, I guess. And finally, Fofobos said that the post-production version with the y'all ready for this mixed in expertly with the PW3 theme song is A, worth the repeat listen, and B, much appreciated. Nice. You are welcome.
Yeah. Our producer is no joke. I've said this many times.
Today I learned we have a theme song.
Yeah. One day Craig will accidentally hear this show in post-production.
We definitely have a theme song. It is on every episode, and it was totally stolen from one of the very first MPQ videos that they put out regarding this game.
Nice.
It was an advertisement for MPQ, and it had this music in the background, and I'm like, I like that.
If it's not our sweet, sweet version of Danger Zone, then I'm not interested.
It is not. The license for that expired, so.
Oh, no! I'm like, we paid good money for that. We could have been in the American Song Contest.
Feel free. If you can beat out Bret Michaels, you go for it.
Yeah.
All right. That is all Willie Brutt. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pop.
To pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what's going on here in Boosted Character Land. 3-star Boosted Characters. The Daredevil is boosted this week. So, if you activate his ambush trap tile, that will do extra damage.
Boot to the head.
Boot to the head.
I don't remember if his radar sense does damage or if it just clears tiles. Let's assume that it does nothing and move on to Psylocke, whose red and black will both do increased damage to the enemy and blue will be unchanged.
And do nothing.
3-star Rocket and Groot, extra yellow healing. I feel like they put out some sort of special tile, strike or attack.
That sounds right. I just don't remember.
Yeah, that'll be boosted, though. See what's up with She-Hulk. She's getting her own show, I think.
Yeah.
She's got some board shake and some AoE with the red, so that'll do some more damage. And then there's exchanging of tiles with her judgment, some sort of increased buffing. Thor with sleeves. the more self-conscious 3-star Thor. Better red damage, better yellow damage, and of course, all kinds of damage with his green.
Well, we're talking on the threes. I did read something, I think it was on Reddit. She-Hulk, when you use her ability, I forget which one it is, the one that steals or destroys the enemy AP.
Yeah, is it Shout? Yeah.
Apparently the trick to that is to get enough AP to fire it twice. That way you're almost guaranteed to actually affect the enemy team.
That's wise.
So, I think you might
need to fire it 5 times maybe before you actually affect them.
I would think 3 would be the most you'd want, but anyway, fire twice. That was what I read.
All I know is that when the computer uses it, 100% effective.
Works every time.
Yeah, that's a true story. All right, let's see what these 4-stars are up to. 4-star Blonde Widow is boosted. Her lights out does a little more damage. Better burst healing with the brush pass. Unfortunately, no one will Falad either Enfili or Defila.
Lights out. So. Flash, flash, flash.
4-star Captain Marvel, a 4-star legend. More damage when that black countdown expires and bigger strike tiles out of the photonic barrage. If you accidentally do something good with the energy manipulation, it'll do a little bit more AoE and better tile buffing with her executive decisions. Teen Jean, a once mighty, now really useful against Apocalypse. More AoE, more AoE, and if they stumble into a 5-5 match, more damage there as well. Negasonic Teenage Warhead, her green AoE is increased, her self-healing yellow is increased, and the damage for her red is also increased. And Rogue.
Man,
what's she up to?
You would not believe how long it took me to get that image. Man, I feel just silly. I'm like, what does Jen Erso have to do with Rogue?
I don't know.
Oof.
And how did Cassian get his own spinoff?
I don't know.
Who watched that movie and went, you know which one character I need more of? Cassian. Come on.
They got the actor to come back real cheap, so.
Her power siphon does a ton of damage.
Power siphon? A little more...
Power siphon? Sugar, you go down. More damage. Too much nonsense. I got to move on to the 5-stars and get us out of here.
All right.
Adam Warlock, he is boosted. So he's going to make more yellow health and more damage from purple trap tiles. Carnage, the Prophet O'Null. Bigger attack tiles out of his green. Bigger attack tiles out of his black and more red damage. Havoc, I remember him. Green AoE, boosted. Red direct damage, boosted. And a variety of damage out of his blue. And 5-star Hulk, the real deal. Bigger attack tiles with the smartest guy in the room and deals more damage if there's not enough green on the board with his gamma ray experiment.
And the other guy still does nothing.
Yeah, Banner. Yeah, the Banner to the other guy is still not good.
I do like the image and the fact that it says Hulk sad. Now just reverse those words.
Yeah, I agree.
It works either way.
I want him to be really good, but
I'm going to keep complaining about this guy until they fix him.
They did. He's called Immortal Hulk. Super good fix.
Yeah.
They reworked the heck out of him.
All you got to do is make those matches that the other guy makes, make those give you AP. Because right now he makes the colors that you want. He makes the matches in those so that you can't get that AP. He actually hurts your team.
I thought all I needed to do was zoom, 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 and then a boom, boom.
For some reason, I thought, what you going to do when Hulkamania goes wild over you?
Brother. Stupid Terry.
Oh, Hulkster.
Be quiet, Terry. Right.
Oh, man. All right, let's see what's going on here. This week, we've got Cosmic Chaos in PvE and Medusa in PvP. That means lots of special tile shenanigans. Three-star players. Daredevil's got a thing that they call Radar Sense. Clearing specials, doing damage, fighting round the head.
Love it.
Man!
I
wish I had pre-read that so I hadn't fallen so blindly into it. Good on you, Samurai.
That was fantastic.
Four-star players. Teen Jean and Carol both boosted. They're both very good. Try them.
I actually really like Samurai's comment on that. I'm not holding your hand. There's Carol and Jean. That's it. That's
five-star is going to be mostly Adam Warlock and Carnage in PvP.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't think there was enough... You know, Adam Warlock going around these days.
There's not.
The more the merrier,
they
say.
They teased him in the movie and then left you hanging.
Yeah, they totally did. That was really cold.
Yeah.
They're like, here's what we're doing. Psych. In your face, audience. Oh, man. All right, well, that's who's boosted this week. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
I can slight derail for me because it just popped in my head. And did I ask you if you've seen the weird new Osborne show?
Ugh, no. Tell me
all right,
less.
It's Ozzy Sharon. Yeah. Are sitting there with Jack. Jack plays like weird videos of like, you know, here's a video of Bigfoot. Here's a video of a haunted house. And they have to decide, you know, if it's really high on their Ooky meter. How Ooky is this video? It's very strange.
What's the next segment? Ray, get us out of this.
Well, now,
that show sounds awful.
Now it's time. Awful. It's actually kind of entertaining. But it's time for the Superhero Showdown.
Ooh.
Brought to you by Terrified.
Terrified.
Who I hear is going on a cruise to Honduras next spring break.
Ooh.
To do some snorkeling down there in Honduras. Enjoy. This week, I think Ray went first last week. That sound right?
I don't know. I think I went first the first week.
Nerds.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
So I'm up.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
All right. This week, I got Umar, or Umar the Unrelenting. After a tiny bit of research, I found out that she was Dormammu's sister and has unlimited cosmic power. I was pretty satisfied at that point. I did take time to read the paragraph, but it just seemed unnecessarily wordy. When I threw out unlimited cosmic power, they're like, yeah, it's kind of limited, but not so much. So, yep, she rules the dark dimension alongside of Dormammu.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. You don't want to sit in the dark dimension forever alone. That sounds terrible.
Ray,
who do you got this week?
All right. Well, yeah. So I've got a guy named Paul. His name is Paul, I don't know, Destine? Or maybe you pronounce it Destiny because he's later called Destiny.
Yeah.
But originally in the 1910s, he was Mentallo, telepath in a circus. Turns out he was not just a con artist. He was an actual telepath who could read people's minds. And then sometime in the 1920s, on some sort of Antarctic expedition, because, you know, your circus has to go to Antarctic for some reason.
Yeah.
He was able to discover the mystic artifact known as the Serpent Crown.
Ooh.
So his powers, he has telepathy. Even without the crown, he has telepathy. So I got that going for me. And then I've got the physical strength of a normal human man with moderate regular exercise. So stick that in your dark dimension.
Exactly.
The Helmet of Power does allow him to dominate people, create illusions. It grants him immortality in that he stops aging while the crown is on his head. Gives him improved strength and stamina, but it doesn't say how much. And, he's got telekinesis, and he can cause earthquakes. So,
ooh.
You know, he's kind of...
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's all right.
Right. Well, I was holding this one back in case I needed it. And now that I know you have this fancy hat.
Yeah, look at that hat.
Yeah. So that is a nice hat.
I mean, that hat...
Under my abilities...
That hat just screams, I'm a dork.
For Umar's... Right. Here's Umar's list of special abilities. Umar has been able to seduce the Hulk at least twice. How many times have...
Yeah, but...
Paul been able to
but Paul seduce the Hulk. Is wearing that sweet, sweet banana dictatorship, you know, soldier outfit
like a
there.
Jumpsuit.
I mean, look at that outfit. I mean, that is stellar.
That looks awful lot like Imperial Hydra's outfit.
Josh.
Paul versus Arnold in a showdown for the ages.
Poor Imperial Hydra. He loses again. All right, Ray, you going to put the poll up on the screen there?
I was going to try. I did not get it prepped ahead of time, so you're going to have to give me just a second here.
I thought you were going to use the catchphrase.
What's the catchphrase?
Yeah.
Erica's catchphrase. You're going to ask us to bear with you.
Oh, I should have. You need to bear with me.
Roar!
All right, I got to get the reactions on here. Ian, remember, you shouldn't be voting.
Okay, I didn't vote.
Oh, should I not vote?
No, I'm just saying Ian, because I have to put one and one, so I think that counts as my vote at Ian's vote.
Okay. Right.
So if you want to vote, you can react to the message that's in Discord there.
That icon for Umar is dang near invisible on my screen.
Yeah, there is an icon for Umar, but...
Oh, yeah, it's like I picked sunglasses because I just picked something dark. And you can barely
that's
see
fine,
them.
It totally works. But,
so, you can vote. Oh, we didn't do last week's. We should do who won for last week.
Oh, yeah, what are the results from last week?
I totally forgot.
So, in a surprisingly close match, the normal guy in a green suit only got two fewer votes than the Black Knight.
Take that, Percival.
So, the Black Knight does move forward, but barely.
My boots got lifts.
Which is just ridiculous, people. Come on.
Hey, right now it's 4-3 in favor of Paul. So.
What is going on? You people are just, you're not right.
Here.
He's got a hat.
I'll fix the vote for you, Ray. I voted for Paul. There. Now everybody else will vote for not agree with Craig. Because that's usually what happens. That's what happened the whole last time we did this bracket.
Sluggo says he abstained. He's waiting. He says his vote can be bought.
Well, there you go. That should have just swayed him, what I just said. If you don't want to vote with me...
Craig's moving words have saved the day.
Yeah, if you don't want to vote along with me, you got to pick Umar.
Oh, man. Discord is just trolling us, guys. If you're listening to this podcast, put in a vote. Go to Discord. Let me know.
Or email it.
Or email. Whatever.
Yeah.
Put it on the D3 forums under, you know, the Puzzle Warriors post. Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Good job. Exciting matchup next week. I can't wait to tell everybody about it. All right. Boy, we're time to open tokens. Ian, you got Steam open.
Almost.
Oh, that means you're in the middle of a match, doesn't it?
No. Oh. It just means there were some ads that popped up, and I had to navigate around them.
Old Man Sartat says, Paul has come to bargain.
That's good. Are you ready?
Almost. I gotta click through some.
I've got three.
Okay. I've got eight. I'm running out, but I do have eight.
All right, here I go.
Oh, go ahead.
Boom. It's a 4-star. Soon to be boosted. Teen Gene. Psychic feedback.
Physic. All right, I'm gonna open my three.
Yep.
First one, Marika. Number two, Big Pun. Number three, 3-4-stars, Domino. Go to her, Ray.
Okie doke. Teeth did ask, does Paul possess the time stone? In according to what I see, he has never possessed a time stone. So, just saying. Seems unlikely. All right, so my first one is a 4-star, Elektra. Number two is another 4, Black Panther. Third one is Hawkeye, Ronan. Fourth is Misty Knight. Come on, we got to get 1 out of 8, right? Next is Ant-Man. Finally, I got a purple. It is. Again, it's Elektra, but this time the 5-star. Audible Sigh. All right, we don't need any more audible sighs. I now have 5 of those, so anything but that. We have a Spider-Gwen cherry bomb, and finally, it is another 5. I can stop my complaining. It is Shadow Dance Electra. Oh, 2 Electras for me today. That puts her at a 5-2-2.
Oh, yeah, lots of Electra. All right, thanks as always to the OG.
This guy. I wasn't too shabby.
Ian, what's on the Podcast Network?
Podcast Network is called the Soon-to-be-named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. This and many other excellent podcasts for you to check out. All of our links are available on soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Not today, good sir.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
All right.
I got to go watch that American Song Contest.
Yeah, I liked it. Thanks, nice. Everybody, for joining us this week. Comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray at PuzzleWarriors3.com. You can go there and click on the the Amazon banner. I suppose you could maybe buy some songs that way, too. And
click on iTunes if you want.
That would give us a little bit of kickback. Or head over to CafePress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. That's it. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, sports are brought to you by Les Nessman. Good night, everybody.
I don't remember what the clue's for, but I like it.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.